28. Happy is the man who will arise to serve my cause and glorify my beauteous name. Take hold of my book with the power of my might, and cleave tenaciously to whatsoever commandment thy Lord the Ordainer, the All-Wise, hath prescribed therein. Behold, O Muhammad, how the sayings and doings of the followers of Shia Islam have dulled the joy and fervour of its early days, and tarnished the pristine brilliancy of its light. In its primitive days, whilst they still adhered to the precepts associated with the name of their prophet, the Lord of mankind, their career was marked by an unbroken chain of victories and triumphs. As they gradually strayed from the path of their ideal leader and master, as they turned away from the light of God and corrupted the principle of his divine unity, and as they increasingly centered their attention upon them who were only the revealers of the potency of his word, their power was turned into weakness, their glory into shame, their courage into fear. Thou dost witness to what a pass they have come. Behold how they have joined partners with him who is the focal point of divine unity. Behold how their evil doings have hindered them from recognizing in the day of resurrection the word of truth, exalted be his glory. We cherish the hope that this people will henceforth shield themselves from vain hopes and idle fancies, and will attain to a true understanding of the meaning of divine unity. The person of the manifestation hath ever been the representative and mouthpiece of God. He, in truth, is the dayspring of God's most excellent titles, and the dawning place of his exalted attributes. If any be set up by his side as peers, if they be regarded as identical with his person, how can it then be maintained that the divine being is one and incomparable, that his essence is indivisible and peerless? Meditate on that which we have through the power of truth revealed unto thee, and be thou of them that comprehend its meaning.